Both presidential candidates are choosing Pennsylvania for their final pre-election campaign push. Yesterday, Joe Biden was in Philadelphia. WHYY's Katie Meyer reports on how Donald Trump was received over the weekend in an area where he needs to do well, the Philadelphia suburbs.
Trump gave his first speech of his multi-stop Pennsylvania tour in Bucks County. A house that once served as George Washington's headquarters before crossing the Delaware River was his backdrop as he repeated his often told vision of a Biden presidency.
If Biden wins, there will be no fracking, no oil, no natural gas, no jobs, and no future.
Biden has repeatedly said he won't ban fracking, but he does want to stop new fracking on federal land as he moves away from fossil fuels. The outdoor event was full, and dozens of enthusiastic supporters who couldn't get in rallied nearby. Many were like Clarice Schillinger. She's a longtime Republican who likes Trump for his conservative policies.
I think every time I turn on the TV or listen to the radio, I always hear that suburban women or suburban moms are not for Trump. And I think it's pretty obvious that we are for Trump.
But in most of the Philadelphia suburbs, reactions to Trump are more mixed. It used to be a GOP stronghold, but it's been turning more blue for years. Republicans like Pat O'Leary are a big reason why. On Saturday, she was waiting in line at a Hatboro bakery that sells Trump and Biden cookies and tallies the results. Her household is divided politically, and she's the deciding vote this year.
Mom's going to rule. I'm going to do 8 Biden and 4 Trump, so they'll make them happy.
Trump is winning the cookie count overall. But while the actual polls have tightened in Pennsylvania, Biden leads those by an average of 4 to 5 points. Katie Meyer, WHYY News.